Previously on Heroes.
I had a dream. I know what we have to do now. We need to bring this family together, and then we need to go visit my sister.
Do you know about what happened at the place called Coyote Sands?
When your grandmother has a dream, it's a good idea to pay attention.
My father started writing the government looking for information on an abandoned government project in the 1960s. If you know something.
Never said what, but it was around the time his nightmares kicked in. I could hear him yelling up here night after night.
Files are heavily redacted, but it mentions medical research and a place called Coyote Sands. My father was there.
There it is.
Peter and I are headed there now. I spoke with Nathan. He and Claire will meet us. I need you with us.
This is where our story really begins.
And to prepare for the future, you have to understand the past. You want the answers? Then you'll have to dig.
It's time everyone knew the truth.
Peter, Nathan, Bennett, and Claire are digging up skeletons at Coyote Sands. Chapter 10, 1961. Peter picks up a fragment of tatty clothing next to a human skeleton.
This is just wrong. Digging up these graves. Why is she making us do this?
Mom has her reasons, Pete. She'll share when she's ready. Give her time.
Peter throws down his spade and climbs out of the grave. Bennett finds a bracelet in the grave he's digging.
Come on, give him a chance.
Why? Look what he's turned us into.
He knows what he's done, and he's carrying enough guilt for all of us. But he's here, isn't he? He needs our support.
Boy, he charmed you. Don't worry. It happens to all of us. I'm gonna go talk to her.
He walks over to Angela, who's standing in a dilapidated playground surrounded by ramshackle buildings.
What are we doing here, Mom? You said we came here to find your sister. We didn't know you had a sister. Look, we need some answers. Mom, what happened out here?
Angela remembers a bus driving past a perimeter fence into the settlement. February, 1961. A sign which reads, Coyote Sands Relocation Center, swings in the breeze. An Indian man in a white lab coat approaches a mother and father and their two daughters.
Angela. Angela and Alice Shaw. Good. That's everybody. Welcome to Coyote Sands. My name is Dr. Chandra Suresh. Please, follow me. Take a snack.
Playground. Dining room. Game room. We show movies every night. And the best popcorn you've ever had.
You have a funny accent.
So do you.
So where are you from?
Bombay, India. I've come a long way to meet you, to help you. These are your quarters, and your parents are just across the quad. Dr. Zimmerman will show you the way.
Young Angela notices the guards.
Why do they have guns?
It's alarming, I know. But this isn't a prison. The guards are here for your protection. We want to keep you safe. Come on, let's get you settled.
Angela, Alice, and the other girls are led to a large dormitory. As they're getting settled, three teenage boys enter.
So you got the milk and cookies. We wanted to give you the official welcome.
Welcome to Crapola Sands.
I'm Charles DeVoe. The guy with the funny accent is Daniel Linderman. The guy with the glasses is Bobby Bishop.
I didn't think boys were allowed in the girls' bunk.
Bobby here, he wanted to tell you how beautiful he thought you were.
I did not.
What, you don't think she's beautiful? Anyway, we just wanted to say hi.
Charles, who's black, gives a charming smile, then leaves with the others.
I don't like this. I want to be with Mom and Dad.
We already talked about this. It's gonna be fun, just like camp. Let's get you unpacked. There are only toys and books in here.
You said pack what I need.
You need clothes, Alice. Pants, shirts, socks. And how many times have you read Alice in Wonderland?
Alice snatches the book back.
I want to go home, Banana. And so do you. Prom is coming.
The doctor told Mom and Dad that this place is going to make my nightmares go away.
No more screaming?
But what I have is genetic. So we all need to deal with it. The entire family. Who snuck you out to see Sleeping Beauty? And who gave Jackie Jacobs an Indian burn when she stole your barrette? I will always be there for you. I promise. But I need you to be there for me too.
As Alice smiles, the rain stops and the sun begins to shine.
See? Everything's gonna be fine.
Angela holds her sister's hands and smiles reassuringly. Present day.
Mom?
My sister, my parents, they all died here. And if we don't come together, if we don't settle our differences, I'm afraid history's gonna repeat itself.
Someone is watching them from inside one of the derelict buildings. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Angela and the others are inside one of the abandoned dorms.
1961 was a different time. Kennedy was president. We were all patriots. And when the government found out about us, they told us they could cure us. And we believed them. And they rounded us all up and they put us here.
What happened here?
I don't know. I was lucky I survived, but Alice, my entire family, didn't.
So why are we here, Mom? You could have told us this in a restaurant. Why here? Why are we digging up those bodies?
I've been dreaming about my sister. Alive. That doesn't make sense. But my dreams often don't. They're open to interpretation. They're confusing, but I think I have to see her for myself. I have to find her body, find a piece of clothing, something, anything, to give her a proper burial.
You should have told us about this place. That you had a sister.
I didn't want you to know the pain. Mother's allowed to do that. I'm allowed to protect you.
You're absolutely allowed to do that, Mom.
It's my nightmare, Peter. I never wanted you to know what I suffered. I tried to forget. We made everyone forget.
Who's we?
How do you think the company was formed? Started here with a vow to never let this happen again. We destroyed files, erased memories, we blackmailed, we killed. Anything to keep our existence secret. And it worked for 50 years. Now Noah and I have tried to fix this current situation, but Mr. Danko has proved resourceful.
So that's what you were trying to do?
Yes.
But you blew it.
Yeah.
The important thing is to put our secret back so we can all stop running, return to our lives. It's time to go back to the old methods.
You mean erasing people's memories and killing?
It's a necessary evil.
I'm sorry, what happened here?
Mom,
but it didn't give you the right to do the things you've done, and it still doesn't.
We need you, Peter. I need you.
That company told this family apart. I'm not gonna be a part of it again.
Peter?
I'll get him.
Peter takes to the sky, and Nathan follows. March 1961. Angela wakes from a nightmare in the dorm, then steps outside.
You had a nightmare.
What's it to you?
Like, I heard you talking to your sister about how your nightmares come true. Look, you're not the only one who's realized there's something strange happening to them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Linderman.
How'd a pretty skirt like you get a scar like that?
A bicycle accident.
Linderman touches Angela's ankle, and the scar heals.
This place is one big science experiment, and we're the rats.
You're wrong. They're going to help us.
She's right. We're freaks. They're going to make us normal.
And you're blind. Why do you think they have armed guards?
We've done nothing wrong. It's not like we're communists. My dad said we can trust them.
This has happened before. Nazis with the Jews. America did it too. With the Japs.
This is different. We're different.
What was your nightmare?
My dreams are confusing. They're not always right.
You have to stop being afraid. And start believing.
Angela looks over at the main building.
That doctor, Suresh. Don't trust him.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. We're all going back to sleep.
Angela follows Alice back inside. As Angela tucks her in,
cold banana.
That's what you get for not bringing any socks. I'll find you some. Say goodnight, Alice.
Goodnight, Alice.
Angela gets into bed.
I heard what you were saying to the boys about Dr. Suresh. Those boys just have an overactive imagination.
Alice considers. Wide-eyed with fear, Alice sits up.
I think I can control the weather.
Looking alarmed, Angela sits up with tears in her eyes as her sister glances towards the window. Following her gaze, Angela watches snowflakes begin to fall.
Is Dr. Suresh gonna come for me?
Back in the present, Angela and Claire are still in the dorm.
Why didn't you tell Nathan and Peter about your sister?
Where's your father?
I asked for some alone time with you. I want to help you.
I was almost your age when I came here. I was 16. Every other thought was about boys and the prom. I was so naive. I wish I had had half of your strength. You have courage and self-confidence. You've overcome all those nagging self-doubts.
Maybe sometimes. Not always. I'm still figuring it out.
You dug up those graves without batting an eye. If I had had your spirit, if I had trusted myself, maybe things would have been different here.
Doesn't answer my question.
You ever do something so awful, something you are so ashamed of, that you think if you ever talk about it, you might never stop crying?
As Angela reflects, wind begins to blow fiercely outside, and the door to the building starts slamming.
Where did this come from? This is what happened in my dream. It's impossible, but it is. It's her. It's Alice.
Outside, the air's thick with sand.
Alice! Alice! Come on, we gotta get back inside!
Looking thoughtful, Peter's sitting at a table at the Coyote Sands Cafe when his brother enters. Staring at Peter sternly, Nathan takes a seat opposite him as the waitress approaches.
You need to see a menu?
No, just a cup of coffee, please.
Peter drinks from his mug, then looks up at Nathan.
Pete, we need to get through whatever it is that's between us. And you're not helping things by running away every time things get a little bit tough, isn't it?
So when you just disappear, you up and disappear, you go off wherever it is that you went, instead of staying in Washington and dealing with the problem that you created.
Pete, you know, nobody can look down their nose at me better than you.
1986 Mets, you remember that?
Yeah.
My dad had two tickets to the World Series. He had two other tickets to the playoffs and you convinced me to go to the playoffs with him.
I wanted to make sure you got to see a game yet. Come on, Pete. I couldn't have known the Mets were going to beat the Astros.
Come on. You got to see Mookie Wilson in that game six. You saw him.
I got lucky.
You got to see that game.
I got lucky. You think I conned you into seeing a playoff game?
Yes, I do. Because even in your generosity, Nathan, you are selfish. And that is just who you are.
Pete, we have got to find a way to forgive each other. We have to find the capacity for forgiveness, because without that...
I am trying. Really hard.
This is the Emergency Broadcast Network. A severe storm warning is in effect for the Greater Valley area.
At the camp, Bennett treads carefully along the ground, struggling to find his way. A wood panel flies through the air and fells him. Then a figure begins to drag him off.
How did you find me? Are there more agents coming?
I'm not working with them anymore! I tried to stop them from the inside! And they found out!
You expect me to believe that?
It's the truth! I tried! And I failed! Angela Petrilli brought us here!
Why? What business does she have here?
She was taken here as a child! This was a place for people with abilities! Experimenting! And eventually murdered!
What?
Killed hundreds! Graves are outside! What are you doing here?
I found this! 50 years ago, my father was a doctor here! I came to find out what he was doing! Now I'm not so sure I want to know!
Bennett looks in the file. April 1961.
Hello, Alice. Angela, can I talk with you?
Yes, of course, Dr. Suresh. It's okay, Alice.
Alice watches her sister nervously as she follows Suresh out of the dorm. Walking to the window, Alice watches him lead Angela to a building opposite. Inside, Suresh is sitting at a desk, holding a card up to Angela with a symbol facing him.
Three wavy lines. Who are they?
Don't worry about them. Just focus on the cards, okay? Let's try again.
A triangle.
It's the correct answer.
I'm not reading your mind if that's what you think. I had a dream about this, about you showing me cards.
A dream? About this exact moment. And does everything you dream come true?
They're dreams. They're confusing.
And what else have you dreamt about?
About you. You're going to kill everybody here. My parents. My sister.
I can assure you, that's not going to happen.
You are a good man. And you've treated us with nothing but kindness. But I'm telling you, it's going to get out of your control.
If you leave, it destroys all our work. Don't you see the benefits your abilities could have for the world?
I only see my nightmares.
Einstein said, the life of the individual has meaning.
Only insofar as it aids in making the life of every living thing nobler and more beautiful.
You've read Einstein?
No, I just dreamt that you would say that.
Intrigued, Suresh smiles.
You said yourself that dreams are confusing, open to interpretation. Everything is going to be fine, Angela. Now, this won't hurt a bit.
A syringe.
I tried to warn them. I tried to make them stop. I tried to save them, save Alice. And now Alice is alive.
If this is your sister, then why is she doing this?
You don't believe me.
Storms happen.
It's my sister.
What if it's not?
No. I need to go find her. I need to deal with this alone.
No! It's too dangerous out there!
Angela goes outside, then Claire follows. The wind's calm as Claire descends the wooden steps, then strides into a clearing. She glances around as Nathan and Peter land.
You okay?
What is it?
Your mom. She's gone.
The men exchange looks, then begin walking. Mohinder's kneeling by a pile of bones, while Bennett watches from behind.
So what? My father was Dr. Mengele?
You don't know what happened here.
It's hard to ignore facts.
But you're what?
He worked here. Everyone died. He survived. The most obvious answer is usually the right one.
Working with the enemy doesn't necessarily make you the enemy. You should know that. I met your father. He was a good man. You don't know what he did, what he faced, what his intentions were.
Who are we talking about?
Just don't make any assumptions. Not until you know the truth.
Any sign of my mother?
No, nothing.
She's got to be around here somewhere.
Let's split up. Cover more ground that way.
No one should be alone!
Suresh, you go with Peter.
Nathan's left with Bennett. In the examination room.
There's no sign of her. Do you really think her sister survived this?
I don't know. What was this place?
It's where he experimented on them. I guess we're destined to repeat our parents' mistakes.
How do you mean?
I mean, I am my father's son. Experimenting on human guinea pigs.
Why?
Not for science. For self-interest.
Being too hard on yourself, Mohinder. We started this a long time ago, okay? You and me. I know you. You're a good person.
Good intentions only go so far, Peter. I am weak. I'm corruptible. And I am selfish.
We're all selfish. My brother has proven that point time and time again. Look, I know what it's like to have parents who are less than. And my mother brought us here because she wants to start a new company. She thinks it's the only way to keep this from happening again. But that first company she started was corrupt.
Yes, but why? I mean, was it surviving this? I mean, this has to come with fear and pain and anger. Maybe that's why you can get it right, because you never knew this pain. I have to believe that there is hope for redemption. I have to. Even for Nathan.
Peter nods gently. Nathan and Bennett are in a dorm.
You and Peter are gonna be all right?
I don't know. He blames me for everything.
Can't say as I entirely disagree. You and I have made a mess of things.
Yes, we did.
Claire finds the tattered dust cover of Alice in Wonderland.
Danko is working with Siler. Siler can change his shape. He can be anybody.
He almost made me kill my wife.
Reading the back of the cover.
What was the last book you read? Because I can't remember. Not the last book I read, last movie I saw. Remember movie nights? We used to rent all the movies, like popcorn. When do we get to go back?
I don't know. I miss it too.
You know, I should be a basket case. Digging up graves. I should be, but I'm not. I'm just not. I tried so hard to impress you. Both of you. Becoming an agent, trying to stop the bad guys.
What you did was very brave.
I was an idiot. All I wanted to do was grow up.
Honey, that's all any teenager ever wants. You can't fault yourself for that.
She ponders.
Maybe not. Maybe I can. There was a time where I wanted to become a doctor. A chef, class president. Not an agent.
May 1961. Wearing a scowl, Alice watches from her bed as her sister talks quietly with Charles at the door.
Now, while they're changing guards, it's our best chance to sneak out, figure out where we are, how we can get help, and save everyone. Look, this is your plan.
I know. It's just Alice.
But she can't come. It's dangerous. She'll slow us down.
I promised her I'd never leave her alone.
I get it. But we need you too. So keep her calm. Make sure she doesn't blow this.
How?
Lie.
As Charles leaves, Angela walks back to her bed with a matter-of-fact expression.
What were you talking about?
Me and the boys are gonna go sneak out tonight.
Cool, I'm coming too.
No.
Why not?
Because you can't, okay? I just wanna hang out with kids my own age.
Are you gonna make out?
No, don't think like that. We'll be back in a few. Cover for us.
I'm scared.
Angela glances at the window.
Listen. I had a dream last night. About you. And it's gonna be safe here. I swear. You just have to stay here. We'll be right back. Now say goodnight, Alice.
Goodnight, Alice.
Angela wakes with a start, finding herself sitting on the edge of a bed. Looking woozy, she eases herself onto the floor, then looks around the room packed with clutter. In a shady corner of the room, she sees several tall piles of folders towering high above her. She reaches out and feels them, then picks a book off the floor. With a solemn expression, Angela strokes it preciously while staring at the faded cover of Alice in Wonderland. She's distracted by a door being opened at the top of some stairs along a hall. Hiding to one side, Angela sees a slim person in dark clothes step down the stairs, then stop at the bottom. Wind begins to stir through the wild-eyed woman's long grey hair. Later, the woman's putting cans on a shelf.
Alice, look at me. Please, just turn around. Talk to me.
Alice puts a stylus on a record, then looks up blissfully. May 1961, Coyote Sands Cafe. At the counter, Angela slams down a phone with disgust. At a table...
The cops don't believe me. Come on, we have to convince them. Someone. This is serious and you guys are acting like children.
We're enjoying the moment.
Do you want a fry?
Come on. Let's have a dance. You miss your prom, and you love this song.
I never told you that.
Charles smiles knowingly, offering his hand. Standing, Angela takes it. Diners at other tables watch them as they walk into a space and begin to slow dance. As they sway, Angela's beaming over Charles's shoulder. Behind the counter, the chef shouts from the kitchen.
Hey, we don't allow that in here. No dancing, not with the color.
Charles nods, then stares at him.
We didn't mean anything by it. Just pretend like this never happened.
Everyone continues eating. Looking around at them, Angela smiles.
Your ability?
You don't have to be afraid, Angela.
Socks. We need to get socks. For Alice.
Charles nods.
This is the Emergency Broadcast Network. A severe storm warning is in effect. Flash floods and high winds have come out of nowhere.
We have to get back to Alice. Now!
In the present, Angela touches Alice's hand, making her jump.
I'm alive. You're not going crazy. I almost didn't recognize you. You look so old. Do I look old? No. You look beautiful. Alice, how is this possible? How? Have you been here for 50 years? When I found this place, it was packed with food. When I went through that, I did what I had to do. I stole what I needed. Clothes, food, stuff.
Why did you stay?
You told me. Your dream. You said I'd be safe if I stayed here. And I trusted you. I thought I'd be safe here. And the world would be safe. For me.
From you.
Alice nods.
Oh, Alice. The night I left.
Angela steps closer to her sister, then kneels beside her.
What happened that night, Alice?
When you left, that doctor, Serge, he came for me.
In the past, Alice looks frightened as Suresh holds up a syringe. Wind blows the door open, forcing Suresh away from her. Then one of the observers gets struck by lightning. Another continues filming as Alice looks up in terror, then runs out with Suresh in pursuit. Mr. Shaw throws Suresh to the ground with a shockwave. Then a guard shoots him. Alice runs off and hides between the stilts of the dorm, sobbing with fear as the melee ensues around her. As she covers her eyes with her hands, present-day Alice does the same with a scarf. Watching her tearfully, Angela sits closer.
You don't have to stay here anymore. Let me help you. It's time to go home.
Alice smiles.
I have socks for you. Since that night, whenever I feel lost, whenever I don't know what to do, I steal socks for you. To remind myself there are simple ways to protect the ones we love. You don't ever have to be cold again.
Alice's lip trembles.
I am so sorry.
Oh, Banana. It's not your fault.
Yes, it is. I lied to you. That night, I thought I was doing the right thing. I was trying to protect you. I was trying to save you.
Peter. Mom? Lightning courses down the stairs, then Mahinda reaches towards Alice.
Calm down! Alice, calm down! Calm down!
Remembering Mahinda's father, Alice summons a ferocious bolt of lightning to strike him.
I have to talk to her!
She's gonna kill you!
No! I have to talk to her!
Alice is staring at the floor as the wind settles.
I am so sorry. Come on. Let's get out of here. Let's go home. Say goodbye, Alice.
Remembering.
No.
Alice hurries up the stairs. Peter nods at Angela, who follows her sister. Outside, Angela looks around, then stares helplessly at the apricot sky meeting the shady hills on the horizon. At night, Mahinda's standing alone, looking deep in thought, when Peter strolls up to him.
Alice is gone. She's nowhere.
Judging from her reaction, I think I know what my father was doing here.
Your father? I found this in the lab. They give you some answers about your father.
Film.
I don't know. Storm covered the graves. They're all buried. Maybe it should remain that way.
Fair enough. Let's get out of here.
I'm not going with you, Peter.
Turning.
Why not?
Maybe you're ready to move on, but I'm not. I'm not ready to forgive myself. Not yet.
Mahinda holds out his hand and Peter shakes it. Passing his friends back, Peter then walks towards two cars waiting with their lights on. In the present, Angela's standing in the foyer of the Coyote Sands Cafe, staring thoughtfully at Peter, Nathan, Bennett and Claire eating at a table. May 1961.
You can never let this happen again. Not ever. No one can know about us.
They already do.
Not for long. I had a dream about the future. Going to form a group. A company. It's going to protect people like us.
We're just kids.
Not anymore, we're not.
What do we do in this dream?
Whatever we have to. The right to be afraid of us. The things we can do. The things we're going to do to keep the secret safe. It's a necessary evil.
Seeing Angela, Nathan gets up from the table and walks over to her. He hands his mother a book. It's Alice in Wonderland, complete with its missing dust cover. Angela caresses the front.
I'm never gonna see her again.
You don't know that.
She stares at him coolly.
I get it, Mom. The guilt, the... You gotta let go of that. Come join us.
Angela nods, smiling. Putting his arm around her, they walk to the table. Nathan offers her a seat, then Peter takes her hand as she sits. Nathan takes a bite of his burger, while Bennett sucks on a milkshake, then eats a chip.
Okay, please, someone sell you something.
How are the fries?
Look, this isn't a company. This is a family. There's a big difference. Families have the capacity for forgiveness.
You mean that?
Stronger together than we are apart. So there's no more hunting. We've got to make our existence secret.
We'll try to put our lives back together.
Claire smiles sweetly at Bennett in reply.
All right, so what now?
I'll go back to Washington. Take ownership of my mistakes. Talk to the president.
Looks like you already have.
Real ways to bring change. Bring real purpose back to the White House. And I promise you.
Who the hell is that? Siler.
Nothing will ever be the same. Thank you all very much. I'll take a few questions. Elizabeth.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
To be continued.